You're talking about short fiber phenotypings. Good stuff. All right.
Well, thank you for stay put. Well, I changed a little bit gear, so it's not the fiber quality measurement. So I'm talking about the new mutant, which is man-made. And this part of work has been published this year in TAG. So basically, my talk is based on this publication. So the short fiber mutant, this mutant actually is man-made. It's EMS treated, and so made by Ephraim in Stoneville. The fiber is short. And we did the genetic control study and found out this is a single gene controlled, it's a recessive gene. And also, as we know, there are naturally occurred mutants like LI1 and LI2. And these two natural mutants, they are in different chromosomes. So basically, this new mutant is not allelic to the old mutants. So what we did, we sequenced the whole genome of the parents and also did a bulk segregation and identified a big peak on chromosome A12. So, and we think the genetic locus is located on chromosome A12. And then we tested a bunch of markers around that area, and only three progeny determined the location of this locus. So, which is basically at about 45 million base on chromosome A12. And in that region, there is only one gene, which is a TPR protein, has the SNP, which is show the difference between the parents and also between the phenotypes. And this we developed a SNP marker and run the SNP marker in the population and find out it is completely segregated, co-segregated with the phenotype. And also we did RT-qPCR. This is routine procedure. And we found out that this gene, the expression of this gene is related to the fiber development. So next step is, okay, now you identify the gene. Is the gene truly responsible for the this fiber length development? So of course, the traditional way is to do the transformation, but the transformation is very difficult and a long time requirement. So we did a shortcut, which is use VIX. So we silenced this gene in the mutant and in the wild type, and grow them in the greenhouse, and measure the fiber length. It is amazing. I think this is the first example in cotton. Use VIX to study the fiber quality trait successfully. So we did see after the genes are silenced, the fiber length is significantly shorter. So, silence this gene does not affect other fiber trait. It only affects the fiber length. Strength, mic, and so on did not get affected. That means this gene is specifically for fiber length. This is a mutation. It's a one single base mutation. It causes the protein from threonine to isoleucine. And we do not know what is the mechanism. So we're trying to understand the mode of the mechanism. So that's pretty much. And this is our collaborator. And I know it's late. And so I'll make it short. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Is that insertion or deletion?
No, it's not. It's It's not insertion, it's not deletion, it's the nucleotide change. You mean the nucleotide? It's nucleotide substitution. It's from one nucleotide to another nucleotide, which causes the protein, amino acid change. And so it causes the functionality change. And how this change affects the fiber length, at this time we do not know. That's what we're trying to understand. If we get a better understanding, we can manipulate in the future to improve the fiber length. Yes.
How long did the validation with take?
Okay, the construction is very easy. It's about take a day. And then you do the VIX experiment because this fiber, we have to wait until it fiber glow and get the bowl open. So it's about 6 months from the infiltration to the end of the... But the thing is, the VIX experiment has to be done in the cool temperature. And that's a good point, because last time we grew this VIX plant in winter time. And so we did get this phenotype. Before, we tried many times, we never get it. And so this is, I believe this is the first successful example in cotton in the world to get the VIX working on the fiber quality traits. Thank you.